Yeah, exactly. I'm behind the front of house board there.
I see. Well, that's cool. And yeah, I was wondering if you had any, I mean, I don't know how many years you've been, either as a whatever.
Every single year.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you're one of, oh, well, her, there you go. That's why you're the ambassador.
I guess so.
You probably have the record with, besides Jesse, I don't know.
It's been a lot of work. Yeah, yeah, totally. No, we've known each other from the local metal scene in the North Okanagan for a while now, so.
And so I guess...
That's how we all...
Yep, go ahead.
That's how we all knew each other, so.
I see. Yeah, and I seem to remember Jesse mentioning a couple of years ago that it was like a kind of true community effort, and there's, you know, like this festival helps, supports the other festival, and it's kind of a community effort in that sense.
Yeah, totally, totally. We're kind of a part of a Western Canadian Metal Fest Alliance, and it consists of other festivals from this side of Canada, like such as Loud as Hell and Metallion and Metal, what is that called? Metalocalyptic.
Oh, Metalocalyptic, yes. That's like a little limerick. Yes. Yeah, it took me a great deal of time to be able to say it fast.
Exactly.
Metalocalyptic, there you go. Yeah, and that's great. That's also a great idea, you know, having female bands.
Yeah, and then we all share our information, and it all gets spread out.
Exactly.
It works good.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's great because, you know, being somewhat little generous, a little bit, maybe not, but I mean, you know, different locations, different dates. I mean, you're not really competing with each other in that sense, right?
Yeah, totally. Exactly. We all stay on the same page and we all work together.
There you go. True co-op.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. Any special highlights for you over the last, I guess, I don't know, it's been like 15 editions? You know?
Yeah, well, just working with all the big bands and stuff like that, it's always been a pleasure. And then just meeting all the people, seeing all the old faces, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and then it's great weather. That helps too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, totally. That's hot.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, it can be hot, but I mean, I would prefer that than, you know, rain.
Bring,
you know,
lots of water.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Friendly tips from James. Yeah. Water, a little hat, yeah, or something to shade yourself. Exactly. And
a kiddie pool.
Yes. Everything that can keep you refreshed outside, not inside. We know what keeps you refreshed inside, but outside you need it too. And water too.
Exactly.
No, that's all good. Just wanted to, you know, touch base and you know, help us, you know, spread the word since you've been, yeah, every year. That's,
yeah,
it's a lot of festivals.
Oh, it's been a few, that's for sure.
So is there,
it's always fun though.
Is there any capacity that you haven't been a part of? Like, you know, the board here, there, like, is there a position that you haven't held at the festival?
Oh, I'm usually the technical advisor, and I run around and just make sure everything still goes. You know what I mean?
Yes. No?
Yes. I'm mostly stuck behind the board, though, the whole weekend. So.
Well, you know where to go and say hi to James.
Exactly.
And thank him for his, 17 years of service, or I don't know how many. I mean, I know the pandemic took you 3 out or something, maybe 4. But
something like that.
But other than that, it should be around, I guess, what, 10, 9, 11? Anyway.
Ooh.
Somewhere there.
I say about something like that, yeah. Not quite sure. We can count the years, but then we have to take
a few.
I'm
trying to do the math, you know, 23 minus 9 minus 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is always
math,
a tough.
Math, who needs math?
Exactly, it's always a tough task, so yeah. Thank the Lord for the calculator. Saves us time. All right. Well, nope. Thank you very much, James. I just wanted to, hear a voice that has been there and, encourage all the people to join again.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully the numbers will be good and they keep rising.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you very much, James, for being with us. And have fun. Not. Have fun at the festival.
I always do, man. All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay, you take it easy. Okay. Good night, everybody in Metal World.
There you go. Perfect. Yes. All right. Thanks. All right. Well, there you go. That's none other than Mr. James Brackman, official or unofficial ambassador for the Armstrong Metal Fest. All right. Well, I think we can play a little more music and, yes, continue to, you know, give you your weekly doses of metal. Let's do that here at the Metal Meltdown. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. This is your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, of course on 90.1 FM on your dial. And you can also listen to every single past, present, and future podcast at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. I want to thank again everybody that has participated or is participating in the lovely draw. Remember, you have to follow us on Facebook. We are as Metal Meltdown CJSF. One word, Metal Meltdown CJSF. Follow us on Facebook and just put any the name of the song that we have played from any band that is playing at the Armstrong Metal Fest. And you will be drawn into a pair of passes. So far we have 11 contestants, and I want to thank you again for participating. Drew Cotton, Brendan Peterson, Amanda Olsen, Ryan Starinieri, Keith Brockman, Ty Brewster, Dominic Wieronski, I hope that's correct, Wesley Fecteau, Tyson Brown, Keith Brockman, again, okay, that's 10. that's just 10. And Patty Boudrier, thanks again. And yes, and you know, next week or whenever, leave us your comments, tell us what you would like to hear. I try to keep up and give you the shows that are coming up as well. So anything you want to tell us, please do. You have our Facebook page, so please communicate with us and let us know what you like, what you didn't like, everything. We really appreciate you listening. And we really appreciate your feedback. Well, I do a lot. Thank you very much. Okay, so we just listened to Pound. I have to say this one really impressed me. I have to confess that I haven't listened to Pound before. So Pound is from Seattle, Washington. And we listened to the song. And I mean, I don't know how they won us or won me. Let me speak about myself. I don't know how they want me to particularly tell you the name of the song. So this is from the album from 2019. That is, the title is Two Dots, literally. Two dots, like a dot and another dot, like the ones that go in the middle, not a period, but a dot that goes in the middle of the, you know, of the line when you're typing. So that's the name of the album from 2019. And yes, I found this awesome. So the name of the song, I mean, if you want to put it in mathematical terms, the name of the song is X minus plus plus X minus plus X minus X minus plus. I mean, there are dots in between. So I'm sure this is a sign of something. I'm sure I'm getting it wrong, or maybe I'm not, but I'm pretty sure that I'm reading it wrong. So if anybody else knows Pound and knows how to pronounce their songs, please let me know on Facebook. I would really appreciate it because, yeah, this is the best that I came up with in, 30 minutes or so. Cool band, cool band, cool sound, and then the name of the album and songs are just, yes, is something I never seen. So that's really cool. And then, so before them, we listened to Greyhawk. They are also from Seattle. And we listened to the song Steel Bound, which is part of their 2022 EP Call of the Hawk. And we started the set with Fall of Earth. They are from, or reside mainly in Edmonton in Canada. And we listened to the title song from their brand new album, From the Ashes. And you should watch the video of this one because it's pretty, pretty cool. All right, so that's our set. And yes, so Pound and Greyhawk are participating at the Armstrong Metal Fest. So there you go. 2 out of 3 on this set. And yes. Yeah, let me, you know what, let me tell you real quickly what's happening also in the world of concerts. I mean, last week we let you know that Iron Kingdom and Medieval, they played at the Wise Hall two nights ago on Friday, I believe. So yeah, so the ones that are coming up on June 20th, the Rickshaw Theater, you have Cynic and Atheist. Then on July 7th, the Covenant Festival starts. And you have... so on July 7th, at the Wise Hall, you have... Yeah, sorry. July 7th and 8th at the Wise Hall, you have the Covenant Festival, Profanatica, Jeruva, Sortilegia, The Ominous Circle, Grave Infestation, Warp Chamber, The Boring Void, Empty Chalice, Hedonist, Egregore, Dungeon Serpent, Tribunal, Sifoi Dementia, and Kanashibari. So that's happening 7th and 8th. And then on the 11th at the Wise Hall again, we have Telekinetic Jedi or Jedi, Stinking Lisaveta, Smonuri, and Hushed. Then on July 20th, there's Kayas. This is also at the Wise Hall. Kayas, Lost Nebula, highly recommended band from Mexico. Sleep Circle and A Thousand Arrows. And I guess, yeah, if you like... if you like Pink Floyd, there's a tribute band, the Crazy Diamonds, are playing at the Hollywood Theater on July 22nd. If you like Pink Floyd, this is a highly, highly recommended band. I've seen them a couple of times, and the musicians are really, really good. Then on July 28th, at the Wise Hall as well, we have Ancients, with Dreadnought from Denver, Witch Reaper from Seattle, and War for Your Money. And yeah, let's finish the month. So on July 29th, also at the Wise Hall, you have Bessel Bong, Green Beard, Heavy Trip, and League of Corruption. So there you go, Wise Hall for July. You have a lot of beautiful concerts to attend. And let me just quickly tell you what's happening at the Rickshaw. What's coming on? Where are we? Okay, we already mentioned, the Cynic and Atheist. Beef Naked is going to be on June 29th, if you like Beef Naked. What else can be metal related? On July 6th, you have Proto Martyr and Woolworm at the Rickshaw. What else is going on? The Vogue, if you like, you know, some old classic metal, Wasp. It's going to be as the Vogue on August 8th with Armored Saint. Stevie Vai, if you like guitar, Stevie Vai is going to be at the Rickshaw on August 15th. And I think that's about it for shows coming closer that are kind of metal-y slash, punk, what have you, at least for the next 2 months. Okay, so that's your metal update, metal show update of the months to come. And now, yep, you guessed it. Let's go and listen to some more music here at the Metal Meltdown.